Chapter 22. What Shaddao Shai saw on the surface of Garki did not please him. Coming down to the planet in a shuttle, he had seen a blackened scar below, but standing amid it magnified its obscenity. Charcoal crunched beneath his feet. The dry scent of burned wood filled his nostrils, and occasionally a hint of charred flesh made it through as well. Pleased that the mask he wore hid his shock and disgust, Shaddao Shai looked down at the subordinate who lay prostrate before him. He carefully placed his foot on his inferior's neck. "You say, Runk Das, that Krag Val fought valiantly here before dying. How is it that you did not die with him?" Runk spit cinders from his mouth.
"Commander, Krag Val ordered this one to remain behind, preserving information for you, guarding against a different attack by the Resistance. I wanted to be here to guard him, but I had been ordered to remain behind."
Dane Leon snorted from Shaddao Shai's left.
"Obey a foolish order, and you merely reveal yourself to be a complete and total fool."
The Yuuzhan Vong leader's left hand snapped out. Stiffened fingers slapped against Leon's throat, punching a coughed gasp from him. The subordinate staggered back a step and began to bring his hands up to his throat. They stopped halfway, curling down into fists, then loosened again and slowly drifted back to his sides. Leon dropped to one knee and bowed his head.
"Your pardon, master."
Shaddao Shai regarded Leon coldly, then returned his gaze to the Yuuzhan Vong beneath his foot.
"What happened here? Tell me all."
Runk's fingers clawed into the ground.
"We can only surmise, and only have information from some Chazrak who ran from here."
"And what you surmise is?"
A gray tongue licked lips free of black specks.
"Krag Val, as is proper, announced a challenge to the enemy leader. Silverblade did not answer it. Yellowblade did. Then one of the others, not a Jedi, answered. Krag Val cut down the first. Then Yellowblade. The third Jedi slew him. Silverblade engaged others and must have slain them. Our slaves broke and ran. The enemy burned this place to the ground, consuming the bodies of their dead and ours."
Shaddao Shai's right hand convulsed into a fist. He pounded it against his armored thigh, breaking the grip and letting each finger slowly straighten.
"And by the time you got here, the conflagration had spread. You could find no way to track them?"
"No, leader. There was nothing we could do."
"Wrong, Runk of Domain Das!"
Shaddao Shai shifted all of his weight onto the subordinate's neck, then twisted his foot, popping skull from spine.
"You could have been faster."
He glanced quickly at Dane Leon. His subordinate hesitated, then started to lower himself to the ground.
"Don't be stupid, Dane Leon."
The Yuuzhan Vong leader left Runk's body twitching out its life and stood over his aide.
"What have you learned from letting your prey escape?"
Dane Leon's eyes studied the blackened ground.
"That the infidels are cunning. They laid a trap for us. Had you not insisted—"
Shaddao Shai kicked him in the chest, dumping him onto his left flank in a black cloud of dust.
"If that is the lesson you learned, you are no smarter than Runk."
"But my leader—"
"Think, Leon. Truly think."
Shaddao slowly spread his gauntleted hands.
"You see this ruin around you, and you come away with an impression of cunning?
analyze the battle you were involved in. The truth is obvious.
I have tried, Commander.
Not hard enough, Leon.
Shadow suppressed a shiver spawned by his subordinate's incompetence.
They arrive and deploy to recover the Jedi. You arrive and deploy to deny them their prize. Your force is superior. Then they bring in reinforcements in two waves. The second wave's delay gained them no tactical advantage. One of their ships took serious damage because of the delay. Moreover, given where the second wave appeared in the system, there are a limited number of points from which they could have come. Few of them allow for convenient access to the New Republic. But not so this Imperial remnant.
The Yuuzhan Vong leader slowly paced a circle around his aide.
More importantly, even the arrival of this force was not enough to defeat you and drive you away from the planet. They took their prize and retreated. My supposition is that the second wave was from the Imperial Remnant, here for their own reasons, and they decided to intervene.
Leon nodded slowly.
My leader's wisdom is boundless.
If it were that, I would have sent more ships with you. I would have been here myself.
The aide looked up.
How did you know to send ships with me?
Shadow Shai paused for a moment.
The earlier appearance of the New Republic ship made no sense. If they wished a scouting run on Garki, it could have remained at the system fringe while their fighters flew in close, gathered data, and retreated. This was largely their activity pattern at Cernpedal. The only reason for them to be here was to deliver the ship that was reported downed. Analysis of the crash site showed us all we would expect.
I failed to see...
Indeed! Shadow Shai snorted. You and those who explored the ruins of the ship. They were so afraid of being tainted that they missed the obvious. Why would we find traces of the crew of a stricken ship when they could get into escape pods?
But there were no indications of life pods.
Exactly. There were none.
The Yuuzhan Vong leader rubbed his hands together.
Now we know the escape ship was hidden in the downed one. The biotrace material merely bait. It was an elaborate ruse.
But why?
Leon, how can you be so stupid?
Shadow Shai opened his arms.
We are standing amid their reason. Go now and determine what that reason was. Find out why they destroyed this place. Those who fell here demand it of you. Do not fail them, or me.
As you command, Master.
Shadow Shai turned his back on Leon and waited for the sound of his aide's footsteps to fade to nothingness before he turned around again to regard his silent golden shadow.
And what do you make of this destruction, Alegos?
The Kamasi shrugged with his full body.
This was a garden. It had no military value. They were pursued here, made a stand. Collateral damage.
The Yuuzhan Vong let a little chuckle roll from his throat.
You think me fooled so easily?
Do you think I seek to fool you?
Alegos's dark eyes remained wide open and innocent.
If Dane Leon cannot figure out why this place was burned, despite the time he has now spent here, how am I to know with only an hour's inspection?
Shadow Shai began to walk deeper into the scorched scar, then waved his right hand to indicate Alegos should accompany him. When the alien caught up, he glanced at him.
How is it you abide their company, Allegos? You are thoughtful and peaceful. They are neither. I see it here. I saw it at your world of Bimiel. How do you stand being with such dishonorable creatures?
Allegos frowned. What dishonor? The New Republic risked much to recover a force sent here. There is much honor in that.
Yes, perhaps there is. But it pales in comparison to the other things.
Shaddao Shai forced his hands open and spread them.
As you said, this place has no military value, but they destroyed it. Why? And this mission of which you speak, they took dead bodies and used them as refuse to plant on a ship.
Even you believe the body is a vessel, Commander Shai. This I have learned from you.
Shaddao Shai turned and stabbed a finger at Allegos.
Yes, but a sacred vessel. One to be honored and cherished. We have ways, rituals, that show respect for all a fallen ancestor means. I have shared with you the results of such rituals. Here...
The Yuuzhan Vong leader found his hand and finger quivering as rage coursed through him. He thought for a second to hide it, but instead resisted that impulse.
Here, bodies were burned where they lay. Limbs were not straightened. Comrades were not placed together. They were treated as if they were rubbish. And not only our bodies... This I could understand, after a fashion. But their own?
The treatment of dead Yuuzhan Vong bodies you can ascribe to ignorance.
Allegos squatted near a carbonized skeleton.
Of their own people, perhaps haste. We, too, honor our dead when possible. With your forces gathering, that clearly was not possible.
It could be as you suggest. I have learned much from you. But now, I need to learn one more thing.
Allegos glanced up, the sun flashing white from his golden fur.
I do not think there is more I can tell you, Commander Shai.
Oh, there is.
The Yuuzhan Vong pressed his two fists together.
At the mention of a Jedi called Silverblade, you started, almost imperceptibly. When I mentioned Bimiel, you again gave a sign of recognizing something. I shall assume you know this Jedi Silverblade.
I have never denied knowing Jedi.
But Silverblade you know very well.
The Kamasi nodded and slowly stood.
His name is Corrin Horn.
Corrin Horn.
Shaddao Shai let the words roll around in his mouth. He linked the sound of them to the taste of the Jedi's blood from Bimiel.
You didn't tell me he was the one who killed my kin at Bimiel.
You never asked.
If you are willing to be that coy, Allegos, you not only know him, but you care for him. You think to shield your friend from my wrath?
The Kamasi lifted his chin, exposing his throat.
Perhaps, Commander Shai, it is you I am shielding.
You care for him, and fear for him.
Shaddao tapped an index finger against his battle mask's chin.
Your loyalty is laudable, though to such a disreputable character. Impossible to understand. You are wiser than that.
Corrin is not a stupid or dishonorable man, despite how you read what you see here.
Allegos gathered his hands at the small of his back.
None of the Jedi are stupid. nor are most of the leaders of the New Republic. You put too much weight on their ignorance of your ways, and you are swayed because of how little of them you understand.
But, Aligos, you have taught me well. I understand much about them.
The Kamasi ventured a small smile.
And through my time with you, I have some understanding of your ways. I am even led to believe that some sort of accord could be reached. This war does not have to go on forever.
No, I would not want that.
Shadao Shai folded his arms across his chest.
If I were to open a dialogue, I would need an envoy I could trust implicitly. I have none such among my people.
Olegos' eyes half shut.
I could be your ambassador.
Indeed. An excellent idea.
Shadao Shai nodded slowly, then turned and beckoned Olegos to follow him.
Come along. I will prepare you to deliver a message to these Jedi. A message they cannot possibly fail to understand.